Furious anti-US and pro-Arab protests continue in Karachi, the financial hub of Pakistan. But this time the demonstrators are students from Karachi University.
These students are gathered here to denounce the brutal crackdown in Libya, Yemen and Bahrain on peaceful pro-democracy protesters and the murder of two innocent Pakistanis in the eastern city of Lahore by the CIA contractor.
Davis is being prosecuted in the court after police concluded that he killed the two citizens not in self-defense. This has sparked a diplomatic row between Washington and Islamabad. Student protesters also demand an end to what they call Western interference in the Muslim world and showed concerns of any possible foreign intervention in Libya with the pretext of helping Libyans because they believe the Western focus is only on the natural resources of the Arab region. They also showed their support for the families of those who were murdered by Raymond Davis.
They have been suffering since decades, right? And they're talking about freedom. And it's their right. And if they're, standing up for it, even it can be economic, it can be ideological, right? But what matters is they want freedom. And dictators, I just want to ask one question to them. How long do you want to live? How do you think you can live, right? Give freedom to those people and get lost.
Murdabad! Murdabad!
Students urged the Pakistani government to strongly condemn the violence being carried out against protesters in the Arab world and make sure that in the case of Davis, justice should be served without bowing to US pressure.
The movements, which is the public movements in Arab countries, Misr, Tunis, Libya and Marrakesh, so we are support solidarity, they support the innocent people which are killed by the brutal leaders, which support by Americans. So we are against the brutal leaders who are killing the innocent people.
We are against the American policies and we really condemn what Raymond Davis did with us.
As we see that Fawzia Wahab, Madam Fawzia Wahab was talking she was talking about the immunity, the diplomatic immunity of Raymond Davis, and she has been kicked out, and it's good.
Despite the growing public anger across the Muslim world, Washington continues to use an offensive diplomatic tone with Pakistan to secure the release of the CIA contractor, which many view would raise public anger in Pakistan, like in Egypt, Tunisia, and other Arab countries. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.